Happy Monday to you and welcome back to the Drivecast. My name is Dean. I'm the lead pastor here and I do the majority of teaching at the Lewis Center campus. And it was great to have Jordan Adams with us at Lewis Center this past weekend, really looking at what can be a very difficult passage to interpret in James chapter 2. Over and over again in this series that, you know, we've said that James says in a way that no other New Testament author does, that we are justified by our works. And as soon as we say that, you say, well, wait a minute, I'm thinking about passages like Hebrew 11 that say by faith, by faith, by faith. And, you know, Romans 3 and 4 says that we are justified by faith. So you start to think, well, wait a minute, we're flawed, right? We're broken people. We're sinful. We can't fix ourselves. So that's not a justification by works, like James says. And I would just say, and this is probably an oversimplification, but there are really two different doctrines of justification that are talked about in the New Testament. One is the justification by faith in Romans 3 and 4, where you trust in Christ for salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, to come into a relationship with Him. That's really salvation doctrine. But James here is kind of talking about a different justification. It's not a salvation justification, but more of a sanctification or a growing in Christ justification. And so James is saying, you know, salvation is beginning a relationship with Jesus, but sanctification is continuing or moving forward in that relationship that you've already started. So maybe this will help. And again, it's oversimplified, but justification by faith is getting you into heaven. It's starting this relationship with Jesus. Justification by works is getting heaven into you. It's how you begin to change right now as you approach an eternal relationship with Jesus. And so I'm going to pray that into our day today, and then I'm going to give you the opportunity to pray. Lord, we understand that today you're giving us opportunities to do good, opportunities to do works, to be a blessing, to shine your light, your grace, your mercy into the lives of other people to make a difference in the world. And so today, God, by our works, will you show that your will is the best way to live, and do that, God, through our lives. Now, you take the opportunity to pray. Once again, thanks so much for joining us.